Give me a clean.
In this power of renewal, we know that God is enlarging our territories. 1 Chronicles 4:9 says, Jabez cried, "Oh, that you would bless me and enlarge my territory." In this spirit of renewal, we know that God is increasing our territory, enlarging that powerful space that allows us to be more than we could ever imagine, calling us to do the greater things that we must do. As David became more and more powerful, the scripture teaches it was because the Lord Almighty was with him. In the spirit of renewal, we know that God is always delivering the appearances of our enemies. 1 Chronicles 14 says that when David was about to approach Goliath, God said, "Go and I will deliver them into your hand." In this gift of renewal today, we know that God is our only source. In 1 Chronicles 29:14, David says, "Everything comes from you." In 2 Chronicles 1, God appears to Solomon and says to him, "Ask for whatever you want me to give to you." We are uplifted in the presence and the power of the divine mind of Solomon today. This is the season of our renewal. This is the season of asking and seeing the manifestation of all of the things that we have desired. This is the time when our strength is being renewed. Isaiah says those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. Isaiah even says that God will renew your life and sustain you in your old age. Job 14:14 says, "Let their flesh be renewed like a child's. Let them be restored as in the days of their youth." We are rejoicing in renewal today. Our hearts are being purified. As the psalmist says, "Create in me a pure heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me." In this power of renewal, we are transformed. In Romans 12:2, Paul says, "Do not conform in the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind." We rejoice in God's gift of renewal, a gift that does not seek to conform, but is being transformed by the infinite power of all that Spirit is. We open up our circle today in the transformative power of renewal. We allow that renewal to bless and restore us with new ideas. We allow that renewal to bless and restore our bodies with new strength, new vigor, new energy, new awareness, new beauty, and new joy. We allow this spirit of renewal to go before us and bless old relationships and restore and build new relationships. New power, new strength, new awareness.
Give me a clean heart so I might serve thee, Lord, fix my heart.
Ourselves to your endless miracles that are always blessing, always easing our passage, our journey, our steps, and our way. How grateful we are for these miracles that multiply and multiply and give without ceasing. We bless each and every person in this circle today. We bless and we are grateful for all of the miracles that are blessing each and every aspect of our lives. Miracles that are delivering us, miracles that are blessing us. Even when someone means something for evil, we know that our miracles are using those opportunities to give us the good that we need. How wonderful it is to accept these miracles in our hearts, in our minds, in our bodies, in our souls, and to realize that we are one with them, that there is no separation between us and our absolute good, between us and that fresh anointing, between us and God's endless opportunities. How wonderful it is to know that we don't even have to ask, that our miracles are so powerful that they know what we have need of before we even utter a word or prayer or request. We bless today a wonderful, vibrant new day, a day that is not limited by humanity's construct in time or space or reality, but a day that is filled with the awesome presence of endless miracles. As we navigate through these miracles today, as we give them direction and purpose, let us be open to each and every one of our callings. Let us be aware of the love that we are supposed to bring. Let us realize that we are harnessing these miracles, that we have the gift and the presence and the power to help direct them and give shape to them and uplift them in the magnificence of who we are. And let us use them to give, use them to bless, use them to honor, use them to bestow, use them to construct and create and reinvigorate. How blessed we are to walk with Jesus during these 40 days. With these miracles in our bags, in our arms, at our sides, under our feet, in our heads, above us, and all around us, to carve out an awesome, a powerful, and a new way. Says those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. God will renew your life and sustain you, the scripture teaches us, sustain you in your old age. Job said, let their flesh be renewed like a child's. Let them be restored as in the days of their youth. We are not looking at yesterday. Today is the day of renewal. Today is the day of resurrection. Today is the day that we continue our walk with Jesus Christ. Today is the day of renewal. Today is the day of rehabilitation, reinvention. Today is the day of revitalization and the strong power of recreation. We are rejoicing in that renewal. As the psalmist says, create in me a pure heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit in me. We feel the power of that renewal in our circle today, and we know that it not only blesses and restores our bodies, we know that it not only blesses and restores our minds, but it blesses and restores all of those around us. It penetrates and moves beyond the appearances of things, moves beyond time and space and environment and body to give us the powerful good, to allow that good to express in each and every aspect of who we are. As Paul says in Romans 12:2, do not conform to the pattern of this world, beloved, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. How wonderful it is to realize this renewal today. Wonderful it is to realize, to be, to exhibit, and to know all of the powerful spirit of renewal that is expressing through each and every one of us. And so it is, beloved. So let it be. Amen. Amen.
So that I may
we love you.
Yes. By thee.